Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Rainer's Radio. We've been talking about some of the challenges that we face in developing our comfort and skill dealing with the supernatural gifts. Your challenges are going to be unique, but as long as we remember that our goal is really not about the gifts, it's about focusing on our training, that there's going to be times and seasons in your life that God wants to draw your attention to the gifts or another area of your life, healing or teaching or patience, whatever he wants to do in your life. And when we start to realize that this life is about being ready for what he wants to do in at any given time, being available, living as a spirit being, rather than trying to accomplish something. As your spirit has already received everything he has to give, our focus is in cooperating with him to prepare our soul to receive that same life and in turn our body. I think our body just follows along. And as our soul is freed to receive life, our body is simply a vessel and is easily repaired, easily restored. And this is, that's really not our big focus. Our big focus is our soul. So as we embrace everything God is doing in our lives, we start with that conjecture, well, that experience that he loves us and that what he's doing in us and through us is because he loves us unconditionally. And he is more than satisfied, more than content with where we're at, because your spirit is finished. You're done. He's happy with you where you are right now. And as we become more comfortable in his presence, and as we become more comfortable in our own presence, we don't get caught up in making mistakes, either the fear of making them in the future or the regret of what we've done in the past, but recognize we're in transition. We're on the path. We're on the road. And what makes it all worth it, the change, the pain, the questions, the uncertainty, is not knowledge or even understanding. It's knowing him. Once you've tasted and experienced his love for you, not just, oh, I know he loves me, but a filling, a covering, an infilling, an indwelling. He says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste. Not see and taste, but taste first. Not taste and understand, but let him reveal himself to you on whatever terms he chooses. Odds are it's going to be different than what you expect, what any of us expect. And you don't know what he's trying to teach you until you find out from him. His path for you is going to be unique. So, we've been talking about the challenges that we need to overcome as we are learning to move in the supernatural gifts. Let me just review real quickly some of the challenges that we've already discussed. We got off track. We do that on a regular basis because really it's not about covering the most information or really even about teaching. It's about imparting the life of God, what he wants to say to you. First, we talked about personal immaturity and the difference between being childlike and childish. We talked about personal immaturity specifically in the use of the gifts of the supernatural gifts. Then we talked about being hypocritical and how we see that in others, yet have such a hard time seeing it in ourselves. Again, it's not an influence in the validity of the gift itself. And this is where we want to learn to separate the person involved in the gift, whether the giver or the receiver, and the gift itself. Just because it's a possibility that you can make a mistake doesn't let you off the hook from learning to move in the gifts. Then we talked about controlling from a couple of different perspectives. And remember, controlling, being controlling, and the fear of being controlled, manipulated, coerced, threatened. This is a biggie because our soul uses it so readily in all areas of our lives. So we not only use it ourselves, but we have a tendency to recognize it in others. Controlling is keeping God at arm's length, others at arm's length, and even sometimes not wanting to be honest with ourselves. It's a crutch. And the bottom line is that we want to remember that it is not the gifts that satisfy or even anything God does in your life. It's knowing him personally, depending on him for life itself. Then we talked about being independent and wanting to do things our way, being unteachable, or doing things the way we were taught, and this is the only way to do it, unyielding. Then we talked about being judgmental, And the difference between when it is appropriate to judge and letting that judgmentalism creep in without our being aware of it. Then most recently, we're talking about being critical, using the gifts to correct others' behavior or their doctrine or their temperament. And we talked a little bit about how to deal with that. There will always be criticism, just as controlling, being control and recognizing the attempt at controlling is so easily recognized. Criticism is linked with rejection. And there's two kinds of people in the world, those that have been rejected and those that have been rejected more. So we better learn how to deal with it. And part of that is separating our actions and our dependence from our emotions. That you can be in the middle of victory, receiving healing and life and enlightenment, and feel totally depressed and rejected and lost. We don't go by our feelings. Feelings are usually the last to change. So now we want to talk a little bit about being selfish. At one time or another, each one of us, we're all tempted to use the supernatural gifts for our own purposes, forgetting our needs for attention and recognition met, and even for wanting a ministry or a way to make a living. Being tempted to use the gifts for our own purposes, to meet our needs, is not the problem. But failing to recognize this subtle distraction can be a long-term diversion and problem. This can often affect whole congregations, whole movements, and of course, just each one of us as an individual. We can get caught up in trying to justify using a gift to meet our needs. The more we have our confidence in our dependence in the Lord, that He has already met all of our needs permanently, we will be generous to let the Lord flow to and through us however He chooses, regardless of the results or who gets the credit. Now, part of this is asking the purpose of what we're doing, what we're being trained to do. He may be moving through you mightily in a gift because He wants to heal a wound you have where you are not able to accept recognition, praise, kudos, or the opposite. So we want to be always listening. Lord, what am I learning here? What are we working on today? Many groups within a local body will spring up around different aspects of ministry gifts in order to encourage, organize, and regulate those gifts. Most of us have been in enough settings that we know that the approach to moving in the supernatural gifts varies greatly. And very often, where we are first exposed to it and first either see, have it affect our lives, for better or for worse, or start moving in them ourselves, for better or for worse, we set that as a standard of some kind, whether it's a high standard or a low standard. You know, if you move in the gifts of the Spirit, this is how to do it if you want a good result. If you want to move in the supernatural gifts, this is how you don't do it. If all you've experienced is bad outcomes, you've learned what to avoid. All you've experienced is good outcomes, you may think, okay, this is how to do it. Our problem is we often think this is the only way to do it, or this is what needs to be avoided at all times. So we think of these things in terms of how they affect us and what we have learned as individuals. But the Holy Spirit never abdicated ministry to others. And if we look to a particular group or teaching or history for recognition or even accountability, we have rejected God's sovereignty in our lives. Let's think about that. You've learned a way to do things, and it's by history, and it's by God in your life. He's taken you to exactly the position and the place he wants you to be at. So it's not that you've missed him, and you may have had some bad experiences along the way. We have a hard time accepting that that was part of God's plan for us, but it was. Again, we often learn the most out of doing things wrong, out of our mistakes, than doing things right. So it can be helpful to learn from others' experiences. There is no substitute for learning from and being accountable to the Lord directly. That doesn't mean we need to correct others or change them, but it does hopefully give us pause about how we are arranging our spiritual lives. What are we focusing on? Are we letting other people set those standards? And how do we know? We ask God. And just be assured that you can be confident that He is doing so much more work in you than you could ever possibly imagine. And again, it's your spirit has already done and been and accepted and understands everything that you need for life and godliness now, right now. In your spirit, you don't have any questions. You don't have any needs. You don't have any doubts. You have full confidence. The place we lack is our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. And again, we look at the supernatural gifts as a wonderful training opportunity to cooperate with our spirit, to align our soul, our mind, will, and emotions to the spirit. Now, outside of the gifts, we think we have everything under control. We know how to do the planning, and we know how to have relationships, and there's a lot of things we know about. But there's something about the gifts, because they're not usual. They're not something everybody is involved with, that we are stretched. We push the envelope. And that causes us to see ourselves, others, and God from a different perspective. And we allow Him to be the God. What a unique concept. Let God be God. Let your spirit be spirit. And let your soul be conformed to your spirit. So the bottom line is that there is no excuse for not pursuing the training. Just because you don't belong to a group that provides a safe environment for learning, or even if you don't have a church or a group available at all, or you belong to a fellowship that relegates gifts to another time or place, or adds external, structural, or legal qualifications. In other words, say you have to, in order to function in the gifts, you have to be in the leadership team or ordained, or you have to have it pre-approved. Don't let that stop you. Ask God if that's all right. Don't reject out of hand. Remember, this is about your training. For instance, just because a church leader doesn't believe teenagers are capable of ministering gifts of healing or prophecy doesn't let you off the hook. You don't need anyone's permission to be available for training from the Lord. Just ask Him. Ask Him to arrange circumstances. Ask Him to bring to your attention what the training is for, which gift. He may even reveal to you that He has been training you. Give Him the opportunity to do that. So we ask the Lord to arrange whatever training opportunities we need. Now, there may be times where your training exercises may come into conflict with other people's beliefs. And each one of those situations, you're going to have to take to God as to how to address. If God is training you, for instance, say the church you belong to is working on the gifts of healing or prophecy or faith, whatever, pick one. And God is training you in that same area, but he's training you to do it a different way. You don't have to say, no, you guys are doing it wrong. Just go ahead and ask Lord how you want to still be there, but still receive the training he wants for you. There's no reason to intentionally rock the boat. But if God is rocking it, don't try to stop it. We have this idea that peace is the absence of conflict. And it's not. Peace is living in right relationship with the King, regardless of what's going on in your circumstances. When you are at peace with your King, whatever is going on, whatever conflict or challenge or disagreements there are, they come to pass. And they have a growing effect on you rather than pulling you down. Now, over time, as the Lord finds you are flexible and available for him to be trained in whatever way he chooses, don't be surprised if he starts taking you in directions that don't fit into the teachings that are already out there. God is eternally creative. And one of the things that's so fascinating about the illustrations we have of how Jesus, for instance, healed, he never did the same thing twice. And I think that was the example. Each time he heard from his Father, and he simply did what his Father was doing in him. And it came to pass. This is part of our challenge of, instead of focusing on our ability to learn and to practice and to assimilate, to be at the right place at the right time with the right teaching. Instead, our focus is on knowing God. Now, there's plenty of things we can do to embrace a quiet lifestyle, for instance. And if we do the smallest amount, he meets us there. He says, okay, let's go. Because, again, your spirit is already working on your behalf in your soul, even though you don't know about it. When we start saying, I want to know about it, I want to know what's going on, your whole world can change. Now, for some, that's very scary. But I just encourage you and challenge you to accept what God offers you. And in fact, right now, I just ask that you not settle for anything less than everything that God has for you individually. If there's areas in your life where you need healing, where you need questions answered, where you need direction, don't settle for other people's answers. Wait to hear from God himself. He loves you. Those questions are unanswered because He wants to talk to you. He's doing whatever is necessary in your life because He wants you to be free. So we often go round and round the same mountain until we come face to face with Him and let Him be the God. So we'll pick it up here next weekend. You can drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Until then, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great weekend.